in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits join forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom, equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on
Botched.
So there I was with my friend Jazz as we found a smash ship that needed the valve to be cleaned. We got in there with the spirit box and the spookies. We got the banshee and the whole mad banshee care, and then we brought it back to the ship. But then there are hellhounds and they tried to eat my doors. They heat up my doors pretty
so
bad.
So we shot them.
They heat them.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 21st episode of our 5th season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start pretty much where we left off last time. You guys just left the second ship. You got some crystals, managed to narrowly escape the boogums. You have somebody in an apple crate currently.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's where we're currently located.
All right, so we want to go check out this third ship now, right? And we can just totally ignore Crate Man until we get back from that.
I think he's a fan.
He'll be fine. He's got holes for breathing.
I punched holes in him so he can breathe real good.
We put a net on top of it so he can't get out.
How do we know he's not a Senator Crateman?
What?
Yeah, it's up to you. You have to run your own tests. I have done my tests on him. Maybe you need to do yours.
Are you an elected official?
Or you're talking to the guy in the
Crateman.
Crate?
Yeah. Oh. I'm talking to you, Crateman.
Sorry. I'm used to getting banshee questions.
Well, we're not sure you ain't no
official?
Banshee neither.
No, I'm a grunt. I believe I said that last time.
You grunt for your election votes?
We don't vote, to my understanding.
Grunt like a pig for me, boy.
I think it's squeal.
I was going to say, what? I mean,
I'm not sure. We don't.
Huh?
We just kind of grow the bacon on the trees
is that,
in America.
Is that the sound of, what is it, a pig?
Huh?
Space pig.
What is this thing?
So, I mean, you're pretty sure it's probably a
mutant?
Mutagos.
What are you?
I'm a member of the Mutagos race. I've just mutated a whole bunch of times, so now I don't have bones.
That's a weird way to describe your own race.
It takes a mutant
well,
to tango.
No wonder you guys are at war.
Currently a blob right now with a bunch of, you know, random bits and bobs going on.
He's a blob with bobs.
Yeah.
All right, well, I said we leave him in the crate for a while. Go check out this third ship.
It's cramped in here.
He can't go anywhere because he's got no bones.
Yeah.
That's what a banshee would say. Ain't got no bones.
Yeah, I go put the very heavy book on top of the crate so you can't leave. Boneless bobbers.
Okay, Matumbo. All right, Audrey, I think we said is the name of the ship pilot, the plant that's growing out of the dead body of Mac.
It's Mac. I don't know why you guys keep calling it Audrey.
Macaudry?
I actively started by calling it Plant Mac or Plant Daddy, and that's why I'm going to refer to it. So every time you want to say Audrey, I'm just not going to know
you
what you're talking about.
You guys had a film name for it.
Plaque?
Right?
I don't remember.
Not the plant.
I thought we went off the little shop of horrors.
No, yeah, you did.
Long ago.
Okay.
But you're not on the ship, so
true.
We're not calling it that.
Okay.
Plant Daddy.
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll.
Call it chlorophyll.
Yeah, no, I'm probably not going to call it that either.
Plaque. Plant Mac.
Plaque.
Yeah.
We'll just change it every time.
Sure.
Anyway, Mant.
The herbal pilot.
So Plaque is guiding your ship over to the last piece of
ship.
Ship that's supposed to still have stuff on it.
Giant piece of ship floating here.
No, it's a big piece of ship.
So this one is actually a Murrican ship, which
well, I'm going to scan the hell out of it.
Not supposed to have these crystals on those ships, but
well, we don't like following our laws.
That's fair.
Does it look like a giant? Like, what does it look like?
So their ships are like obnoxiously large, with just like guns everywhere. Like they don't even bother with shields. They just make the ship so big that it would take a while for their whole ship to get blown up.
It looks like a gun with engines on the back of it.
Yeah.
It looks like the dupe ship.
Dupe ship. I don't
know. Dupe.
You're a dupe.
Dupe shit.
I'm just envisioning like a Glock with engines.
So it's Megatron.
You got it.
A giant gun.
I was thinking it's very rectangular in like a
it's shaped like
a
lot
of right angles.
Whole ship's
hard,
just a railgun.
Hard right.
Oh,
angles.
Very right angles.
It's a cube.
Yeah.
It's a Borg ship.
Rectangular and just guns everywhere all over it.
It's a squished Borg ship.
Yeah.
Got it.
Big engines, big guns. That's pretty much all.
It's shaped like a coffin.
Kinda.
Big engines,
shaped
guns.
Like a coffin.
Tiny, tiny penises.
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen how loud their ship is.
It's very loud. You're not supposed to hear sound in space.
Yeah, but
you can hear them.
Yeah.
You can pipe it into space, brother.
Goods. Yeah.
It's got truck nuts on the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chlorophyll or plaque, whatever the fuck you're calling it, definitely did not inherit the piloting skills of Mac. And
roll
just,
for that.
I already did.
We didn't see it.
You never see it.
That's why it's not supposed to be the pilot. It's the autopilot.
Just sort of like bumps into shit. It doesn't cause any damage to the ship, but it just keeps bumping into stuff.
Whatever, it's why we got shields.
So it bumps into stuff, and you roll up on... So the Murrican ship, it looks like about three-quarters of it is still intact. The other part where the ship should be located happens to be where the life support is located. Ooh. And that part somehow has some strange fire that's, like, burning. You can still see it, although like right on the edge, it's sort of constantly starting and stopping because of space.
Look,
it's
brother,
very
we
strange.
Can start the fire, all right? But I'm sure going to scan it. All right.
Sure, scan away.
Does it look like any, not shuttles, escape pods have been fired out of it?
Oh, Americans don't have escape pods.
Oh, no, that's
they
cowardice.
Just get in the big gun and detach it.
Yeah, they don't believe in that.
Fire themselves out of the big gun.
Yeah, you fire yourself out of the barrel back towards the safety of your planet.
Yeah.
Well, of course, their life support's gone. It was way too similar to universal healthcare for them. They just got rid of it.
They put it right on the top, so it's the first thing to go.
They didn't pay the air bill.
But it's a private organization.
Classic mistake. AJ scans with it. I rolled a 20 on the die, but I don't know what the skill is.
So you scan through the ship, and you definitely can pinpoint exactly where these crystals are located.
Can I tell if it's close to exploding?
You don't think. It looks like they just threw it in the armory.
And
the
ship ain't gonna explode on us.
So the ship does seem to have a lot of internal damage that you can't see from the outside. It is unstable.
Me too, ship. Me too.
It is unstable, but
me too. Where'd you go?
There you go. It looks like it should last quite a bit before it blows up. The likelihood that it just goes off any moment is unlikely.
What about life forms?
You
Do I get
are,
any of those on there?
You are detecting mechanical life forms in the like, but you're
what a robot?
Robots, but you're guessing it's probably like servant
helper
bots
robots
or helper
oh, yeah.
bots.
We got plenty of those,
and not sentient robots. That's what you're probably guessing.
Roombas are sentient.
Yeah.
Rumors.
Roombas.
Roombas.
Roombas with googly eyes on them.
Oh yeah, that's the only thing that makes them sentient.
Yeah. You're picking up lots of. Like organic matter in terms of like you're pretty sure it's dead bodies floating around, but you're not picking up any like movement or active life.
All right, or brain waves.
Well, you never would. So
yeah, it's Americans.
Sorry, Jazz.
Sorry, I was looking at my phone.
So with the,
what did you say to me?
No, I like yous.
I like you too. You told me about banshees.
You just wait. I got a lot of more things to enlighten you with.
You think there's banshees on that ship? I scanned it real good.
No, probably not. It's probably different monsters, but we got to get those crystals out so that they can protect us from everything else here in space.
So,
is that why the banshees was guarding the crystals?
When you scanned, the armory is actually pretty close to the outside of the ship, so you might be able to like bore a hole in the side and just go straight from your ship to the armory. However, you know, as an American,
I do
that they tend to have a lot of random awful in those armories, and it like just willy-nilly drilling could blow it up, so.
Oh, we probably don't want to do that. We should just cut a hole in the bulkhead next
the
to it
next
and get
door,
in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awful like in
the hallway.
Organs.
The pantry.
Anybody good at shooting ship lasers, or you want AJ to do it?
Cause no, he's I'm pretty
no,
good.
No, we're pretty good.
I got a. If I was.
Yeah,
a,
we got two guys that do the same job.
Let's hold hands while we do it.
Dad, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I'd get a +7 on it.
All right.
Yes, yeah, so I'll hold one of my testicles.
What are your testicles?
Yes, it's the only way I can fire correctly.
Are those suckers you got? Those are all just testicles?
Yeah, so not all of them. Some of them are pussies.
They're
what
innies,
if I flick
allies.
It?
What kind of roll is this? Dex?
What are you doing?
We're shooting.
Weapons engineering?
No, we're,
right?
We're cutting a hole in it.
Yeah. So your.
Why don't we just.
Docking attachment has like a laser cutter around the outside, so you
oh,
like you can
it
attach
it
to the ship and then just.
That would have been very
but
useful to know.
It's manual. It's not. It's not.
It's
got, automatic.
You gotta.
You gotta do it yourself.
Transmission.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go assist each other, like
I'll
friends.
Assist you.
Okay.
I don't. I put my tentacles on you.
Yours.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do any better, but let's see if I can roll another natural 20. Oh, no. Only okay. One natural 20.
You so, yeah. Got the advantage because I'm assisting you.
You literally just hit the button and just go, and it just spins a circle real fast, and it gives you the indication that, yes, he just cut a perfect circle in the hull.
We are, of course,
good job,
hey, look at this. I'm like Da Vinci.
And
oh,
you
man.
Hear a boom as
love
it
that band.
Slams on the other
da
side.
Da Vinci?
Yeah, that's the
what
one.
Kind of band? What kind of music does Da Vinci play?
Operatic metal.
Sounds like they're long. Long songs on those.
Very long.
Fucking... Sounds good.
Can you hear them underwater again?
They've only released one album. Yeah, one song. And they're still playing it
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, it's really
well,
long.
They had to bend it around the sun so that it could come back with a little bit of radiation crackle.
A VLP?
Mm-hmm. They sent it back in time.
The docking attachment extends into the ship, so that way you guys you know, don't have to worry about any
wait,
atmosphere
is,
problems.
Is there gravity still there?
Because
you
low.
Said it fell into the other ship and made a clung. So.
Yeah, low gravity.
Well, I'm still going to have my mag boots on.
Sure. Your mag boots, got it.
Nope. Magnetic boots.
Mag boots.
Magnetic boots.
Mag Dolce boots.
A mag Dolce.
Yeah. So, oh, so if you guys just enter into the ship, the lights are constantly flickering and... When you enter this particular room, it looks like it was a holding cell of some sort, but there are no amenities to whatever creature was in here.
Well, why would there be? It's
sure,
a prisoner,
exactly.
Therefore it is guilty.
Sure. And
guilty.
It
guilty.
Like the body of what looks to be a mutago is just floating around in this cell. That one apparently does not breathe.
What would you say?
Mutago.
Oh, mutago. Okay. Yeah, never mind.
Not a banshee.
Could be a mutago. Could be anything.
Could be, yeah.
See, now that I know there's banshees exist, and then I talked to that mutago, and he seemed kind of like a reasonable fella, I'm kind of questioning this whole war that my government's in, which is kind of why I got kicked out of the American culture in the first place.
But questions authority.
That's why we're pirates. Freelancers.
So,
entrepreneurs, you work there.
So if you head to the next room,
small business owners,
where the armory is, there are they look like crates of crystals. So it looks like they didn't. It's just like a collection. You'd probably guess there's over 100 of the same sized energy crystals that you guys already collected in these crates, and they're see through, but they're sealed. Like they could be in space without any issue.
Nice, let's just hover those crates into our ship.
Yeah, let's do
go,
that.
Go grab the hover dolly.
Sure.
It's already in
the
docking.
Hover dolly.
Yeah, every American ship is in it, but they got the five on each
sure.
Levels.
Yeah. As far as whatever else is in this armory, it looks like they've taken most of the guns. There are explosives, though. They didn't manage to get all of those.
Let's get those.
There are just loose torpedoes in here.
Oh. Yeah, let's grab those.
On the ground.
Let's take those.
Well, let's get the crystals first and then see what we can get before whatever's in here attacks us.
Okay. So you hover dolly the crystals over to the ship.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And as you're hovering them over there, you get like a little on your ship to notify you that something is amiss?
We did, of course, post guards at the entrance and exit, right?
Is it a mist or is it more of a fog?
Chlorophyll comes over the loudspeaker, I guess, and it's just... Wait, he can't talk. That's
nope.
Right.
No.
We didn't say can't talk.
Use Verde or Perkins.
Perkins.
Use Perkins.
Hey, I think there's an American ship coming nearby to check out and look for survivors to murder.
This is legitimate salvage.
I don't think that's how the Americans are going to
look. Look, you just got to let me handle that call, brother. I got this.
Okay.
So you're going to go up to the front and get on the
call? Are they actually
the
calling us now?
No, like, they're,
no I'm
they haven't
I'm just
seen
gonna get
you
on
guys.
The,
they're right. Just going through the area scanning.
Oh, it's just, let's get this stuff on the ship. But if we got to hail them, I will talk to them. I understand the American psyche very well.
Okay.
So someone give me some Jack Daniels.
So are you continuing to try and, like, load stuff from the other ship to your ship while talking, or are you just going to call that and just load it up and...
Well, I was going to say we load everything until they notice us.
Okay.
I would like to
load
everything
just the crystals first.
Before they notice us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going
to
be on the comms.
I would like to get away and not have to deal with the Americans.
But just in case.
That's okay. How the rest of the world feels.
Oh, God. I just don't want to deal with the Americans.
Good news, everybody. I got my passport renewed, so... Coming soon to a country near you.
So you probably wouldn't have enough time to load all the torpedoes. You could get the
crystals.
Fuck the
torpedoes.
No
we
problem.
Need the crystals. That's okay. What our job is.
Maybe
yes. Put one torpedo on top each crate and bring it in at the same time.
You probably can't lift one of the torpedoes. They're pretty heavy.
I could probably lift it.
Strong to push over there. And you said the gravity was low.
I can help.
I said low, but not like all the way off.
Yeah, but so.
It'll help.
Quarter gravity.
19s.
Okay, you can. It's still pretty heavy, but the low gravity is helping you enough that you can prop it up.
Watch me carry two.
I think you could get eight with them arms,
what'd
brother.
You get when you
Are
try
you still
to pick
helping me?
Oh yeah.
Okay, it's good. I got another assist. That was a 7.
No, it doesn't even. No,
you can't. One was can't forearm curl.
You're trying to pick it up with your foot. Or one of your... Oh, that's right. I forget you're an octopus.
You got 8 arms, brother.
Yeah, you just don't have enough arms to wrap around that torpedo.
Pretty sure I get, like, something. I'll look at it later.
You get something. All right. But no, you can't pick up the other one. You can only pick up the one.
I'll try and pick up the other one.
A little too heavy.
Okay. All right, well, I'm still on scanners just in case.
Okay.
That's a natural 20. Look at that. Look at that shit.
Hey, yeah. Girl.
Pick it up with one hand.
You pick up that one and load it on top of the crate. The American ship is... getting pretty close to scanning distance to be able to, like, notice
can
you guys.
Can we scan jam ourselves so they can't see us?
The defensive action we can do? To scan jam. Since you are American, you would understand how their scanners work.
Is that like a...
Let's go to mechanical engineering.
Real so intelligence? Berries.
Yes. Almost everything is intelligence.
Maybe someone smarter than AJ on the can show Perkins. Me how to beep boop.
Oh, yeah. I studied that in prison.
Prison?
I got a 17.
Yeah, so you get into your computer system, and you start to screw with their scanners according to what A.J. Washington has told you. And their scanners, you can literally see, like, if you look outside your ship, you can see the scanner.
A little
like
sweep
it's like a little sweepy blip, like a red light. Sort
but
of
in
thing.
A sphere, yeah.
But then it starts to like fizzle out a bit, and their ship just stops. Not too far away from where, you know, where they would be able to see you if they just looked. But you're probably guessing that they've stopped to try and figure out why the scanner stopped working.
Oh, let's go.
Turn out the lights. Turn out the lights.
Oh, so yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Dark. Charlie 5-0, going dark. Can you hit the switch on the wall?
Oh, yeah, no, I got it. I turned the lights off and I put on my X-ray specs.
Wait. So currently, the ship is parked right next to wreckage. You could try and hide it in wreckage.
We could float away with the rest of the garbage. We could
you could
stop.
Also try that, too.
Yeah, if we...
Turn the lights off and carry us home.
If we stop venting the heat, we won't give off a heat signature, so they wouldn't be able to know that we're here.
No, it's just going to get hot in here.
Yeah.
So take off all your clothes, brother.
I'll be fine.
My water is boiling.
Grilled
replicator, start shitting out ice. We'll be alright.
Broiled.
Broiled.
Roasted.
So yeah, How would you guys like to proceed?
Broasted.
What is everyone's thoughts on us just leaving?
I want to leave.
I think we should leave.
We should
slowly.
Sounds great.
So, as an aside, your ship does come. So, this is just for future reference. So,
future reference.
Your mission is for the crystals, but you do have like a, not a tow cable, but you have like a tow tractor beam. So if you did want to collect any, like, ship pieces to go anywhere, you could do that. Ooh. You know full well as soon as the battle's over that it's going to be like when a whale dies in the ocean, just like a whole bunch of ships coming and fighting over wreckage to take away.
Well, we're here now, so.
It's like that scene in Lord of War where they land the plane in the middle of nowhere in Africa.
All right, dude.
Never seen
it. I think
really
this
good.
Calls for a hail straight to these brothers. I'm pretty sure I can convince them. With my silver tongue devilry to help us out with our legitimate salvage because they love capitalism and
how
we'll give
we
them
just
a cut.
Float away.
We cannot interact with them. That's an idea.
We could just leave. I mean, you seem really hell bent on wanting to talk to them.
Do you miss your friends?
Yeah, do you miss fellow bigots?
You have new friends here. You got
well,
this
I love you
demon
guys.
Who's very uplifting and funny. You
yes,
have
he...
squish humans.
Yeah.
You got the pseudoscience as the octopus and
wait, what's pseudo mean?
And Perkins.
That's me.
I do love Perkins. He's the only man who can drink more ranch out of a pitcher faster than I can that I've ever met.
I only drink light now.
Ranch light.
That's right, ranch light.
What, is it cut with
ranch
buffalo sauce?
Ultra light.
Nope, I'm trying to stay in shape. So I'm trying not to
so
be
garlic.
The shape is not round. That's the shape he's trying to stay out of.
I'm trying not to be round anymore.
Hidden Valley Ultra? It's like Michelob Ultra, Hidden
just
Valley.
Water.
Water with some spices.
Oh, we should
spice
make it.
Spice water.
It's just a Michelob Ultra and some ranch. Pack it. Yeah, mix it up. Like Kool-Aid. Then we drink it for Dragon Con.
You can drink it.
We'll make you drink it.
I don't want
to. We'll drink it together, Dennis, at the same time.
Do you
want
to
count down?
Do you want to do Scottish plays? It's a drink I came up with last night.
Oh, no.
What's a Scottish play?
1.5 ounces of mid-shelf scotch and 0.5 ounce
Dewars.
Of warm coleslaw juice.
Coleslaw juice?
It's kind of like a pickleback.
I'll drink one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So,
what are you guys doing? Aside from grossing me out,
let's leave.
Float away.
We're gonna float.
The fucking chunky but snake.
Float away. Try to anti blip him. But if we have to, I'm gonna talk to him because that's my class feature. I'm real good at talking
Being
stuff.
Being chatty. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, does anybody else want to fly instead of chlorophyll?
Absolutely.
To try and stealth your guys way
out
of here.
Yeah, unplug his console real quick.
Okay.
Somebody trim him, Perkins. You were supposed to trim him.
No, it's
okay.
It's
not my turn.
He's got bulbs. He's bulbing.
He's bulbous.
Fast and
bulbous.
It's not my job right now.
I can do it. Look at all these arms. All right, can trim them up real good.
Are you saying he's full of rhizomes?
What?
What? Rhizomes?
Bulbs or rhizomes.
You don't know what the word pseudo implies,
but
you know what rhizomes are.
I know what garlic is, all right? I may not be a smart man.
But I know what garlic is.
I know what garlic.
Okay.
Lifelong mission to destroy all vampires. I understand garlic.
Space vampires.
Space vampires.
Garlic is one of the key ingredients in ranch. That's why I know what it is.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has been able to deconstruct ranch and taste every flavor perfectly.
That's what happens when you do acid and eat a bunch of ranch.
Oh, I can see how they're different.
I can taste the garlic bulbs.
Going to BJ's and getting a 2-gallon ranch jar.
I need to really understand this.
What?
Just fisting it and just...
I've become one with Ken's Steakhouse Ranch. I have become the ranch.
The valley is no longer hidden to my eyes.
It's not Hellman's own anymore.
You guys...
Right. We're floating.
No. That the co-pilot station can be used as the main, you know, flying source. Perkins can just swap between the two. You can just flip a switch, so that way you don't have to rely on chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is essentially your autopilot.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Chlorophyll or...
Herb!
Oh.
Plock or whatever the fuck you call it.
I prune him up with a 22.
Yeah, you do.
It's a nice
you get all those, whatever the word he said, rhizomes or whatever off of them.
Bulbs.
They're in him.
Sure.
Bulbs.
Bulbs. You get rid of the bulbs.
He was bulbous.
Fast and Bulbous.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so your ship is still currently parked right next to the American ship.
Well, let's undock, float away, and try to jam their scans.
You notice that the scanning light starts to come back on and their ship starts to move again, so... All
right, so whoever's flying, let's do that.
Is Philadelphia flying?
Is it flying? Up to me?
I don't know. Do you guys have the ability?
Everybody knows
everybody
how to fly.
Can fly. It's just a matter of...
What kind of check is that?
Pilot?
Fly check.
Well, I know, but it's like, is that dex-based? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I know how to fly.
Not going
to
be me.
What's your dex bonus?
18.
I can...
Plus 4.
Yeah, I got a plus 4, too.
I got a plus 18 in my dex.
Yeah. You guys both want to fly?
Oh, my God.
One of you presses pedals.
I'll work the pedals and you work the steers.
Okay.
Shaft.
I'll play the radio.
You're like driving when you're 5.
Nah, I'm on the radio, brother.
All right, I'll be navigator. Let's go.
Okay, go for
did
away.
You say Magagator? Those things are legend.
Make America gators again.
So sexy.
Are you helping me fly?
Oh, yeah, I give you assist.
Wait,
in the sewers of new York City.
No, then you can't give assist. That's not how
you
assist works.
You don't know what I'm proficient in.
You didn't even know what it was.
Yes, but I got a plus 4.
Like, no,
but the I one don't D&D like you.
Roll. The one D&D roll Dennis knows.
Yep.
If you're not proficient.
Then I botched that.
Okay.
You pull out right into traffic.
I meant to put it in drive. I put it in reverse instead. Slam on the gas.
You accidentally slam on the gas and drive directly into the scan.
Go punch it. Just keep going. Fuck it. We're already
just keep
here.
Keep going back.
Full speed.
Now, I got this. I got this.
And yeah, you call him, but you
I give him a
boys,
call.
Hit, sure. Hit pedal to the...
The floor parts. Got
the ground area.
Are you still trying to fly away while he's talking to them?
Oh, absolutely.
But not quickly. Just at a regular pace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
sure. That's it. The winks.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
will
yeah.
Do that.
Make it casually.
Make it ranch again.
Hey. I was going to say.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Make it casually.
So as I respond to their hail, I also scan them with a 16 to try to figure out what their designation is.
They are, if you had to guess, this is not a mainline fighter. This is sort of like a cleanup crew to go through and make sure that no enemies are lingering behind.
What's their ship name?
The Throat Cutter.
Oh, the ship name? The ship name is...
The SS Karl Roves.
SS Rushmore.
Rushmore, this is Ranch Daddy. Do you copy?
Yeah, I just asked you a question. What are you doing here?
We are entrepreneurs, part of a salvage team. And
salvage? Dirty thieves is what you are.
No, I'm American, captain of this ship, and...
Well, you're American.
Can't you tell, by the way?
Why aren't you fighting with us Americans, then? With your brothers?
Because I'm trying to make money, and there ain't nothing better in life than making money.
Yeah, you got me there. You got
everyone's just like, yeah, you got a point. Yeah.
That you fund back into the Americans.
All right,
war
well,
efforts.
You don't have any... our scanners are picking up. You got a mutant ghost on that ship. Yeah, as an enemy combatant.
Don't tell him it's a banshee.
We captured him as a suspected terrorist, and we're hauling him back to America to sell to make a little extra profit.
No, you can sell him right here to us, and we will torture him for information as is customary.
Well, we want to torture him for fun.
Let him know that he is my tortures. You can't have my tortures.
Well.
Hellos?
Hold down.
What?
Hold down.
Hellos?
Who is that? Who else is... Who's on this line?
Hello?
That's my chief torturer that I done hired.
Well, you guys can come on board and torture him with us.
I mean, we've just met, and not very damned with your customs, where you just throw your keys in, everybody picks out, you torture together. I'm not down with that.
I'm not going to lie, brother. He sounds like a furner.
I like to torture on my own. You know, very
is,
intimate. Looking
he's
your
a subcontractor.
Eyes
He's a very talented torturing subcontractor.
You can tell by my accent, I'm a bad guy, a good torture, bad guys.
He once tied this mutigo to
sound
a chair.
Sound like a pussy.
And
octopus is
yes,
what it is.
That's exactly right. You sound like an octopus.
I got lots of arms that can go inside and lots of holes.
That's pretty cool.
So he tied this guy to a chair once, and he cut the bottom of the chair out.
And then with all eight of his arms, he put bars of soap in socks and swung them all up and right into his balls.
Wow, that's we definitely want to see that now.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime event.
I don't repeat my tortures. I come up with something new every time.
We can't let an enemy combatant just float on by, so either you give him to us or we're just going to have to blow you up.
He's not a combatant anymore.
I'm going to do a persuasion check.
Sure.
To convince him that we're going to take them.
And I'm giving you assistance.
Straight to America to throw him right in prison where the High Council can deal with him.
Okay.
And I get advantage on charisma skill checks as a... silver tongue.
Double
demon.
Advantage, because I give you assistance.
is that how that works?
No.
I have persuasion.
I got a 24.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. I see you just want to hog the glory for yourself. Well, that's a true American way, so I can't blame you there.
Give me the rest of your designation. I will put you on as an assist, and you'll get that that skill.
Come on now, you know every ship's got the same designation. I mean, our name's Rushmore, but it's always 6969 at the end.
Yeah, but Captain, of course, I don't know your name.
Oh, Captain Longshore.
Longshore of Rushmore, 6969.
That's
copy.
Right.
We're taking this bad man straight to the High Council.
All right.
May he boil in ranch forever.
That's
amen.
Right. Boil him in ranch. Oh, unless he's immune to that because there are those weird... they mutate, or maybe he's mutated to be anti, like,
well, pro-range
or
something. Well, use Thousand Island.
Thousand Island or Buffalo.
Russian dressing.
Russian is what you should use.
No, we never use Russian dressing.
But anyway, do you got dibs on any of these here systems on these ships? Because we are looking to upgrade.
I mean, we don't like people looting American stuff. I mean, I guess if you want to sell off dirty mutigo stuff, you can do that.
Tristan, it's repurposing for the wartime effort since you're an American.
Yeah, I is that a deception or a persuasion?
What are you trying to do?
That we need these parts for the war effort because we're on a top
deception.
Secret mission. All right.
Yeah. If you were just trying to persuade him to let him,
I give you advantage.
Well, I already have advantage for my skill. I roll a natural 20, getting me to 27.
All right, well, you know what? You do you. Just be sure you get out of here before all the scavengers show up, because they'll pick you apart.
They will? That's why we got here.
Well, that's
early.
What they do. They pick the parts, and then they leave.
But another girl pick you apart.
Now, you can try, but they won't be able to,
because
I got protection crystals.
The early octopus gets the guns, as they always say. So,
yeah, that's what Mama always said.
We ain't enemy combatants, and we are on your side, and we are signing out after we tow these tractor beams, these systems.
All right. God bless, brother.
Thank you, Rushmore, 6969, signing out, Ranch Daddy.
all right, Z-Man, let's get out of here.
And then their ship
continues. We got carte blanche to loot this ship now, brothers.
Yeah. Take whatever the hell we want.
All right, let's just...
And as you guys... have that little altercation or
start
interaction
picking.
We're gonna take a break. Hello Patreon subscribers, this is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. Now for right now, everything's staying the same from $1 all the way up to $50. However, starting January 2021, we're gonna be changing the Patreon around quite a bit. Some levels will be leaving, some levels will just be changing, and other levels are coming in that didn't exist previously. So keep an eye out at patreon.com/botchedpodcast. We'll have more details to follow, but for now, feel free to subscribe over at patreon.com/botchpodcast to get access to those rewards before they go away. Also, check out the live show over at twitch.tv/botchpodcast every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also check out old episodes on twitch.tv/botchpodcast, as well as on YouTube at botchpodcast. Anywho, let's get back to the show.
And we're back. All right, so the American ship has gone on its way. And has left all... Well, it's still scanning the rest of the wreckage just to make sure there's nothing else going on. But after about 10 minutes, it just leaves the rest of the way out there and just speeds up and leaves.
Well, while it's still around,
sure.
We're going to see what kind of systems we can get off this American ship.
Okay.
But maybe someone else will scan it.
Oh, I can do a little scanning. What is that?
Perception.
Perception? Wisdom?
16. So American ships typically only have heavy weaponry. So probably nothing you're going to be able to attach to your ship.
We could sell
maybe
it,
to the other ship,
Like, you could save it somewhere, maybe.
Or sell it.
Or sell it, in which case, your ship actually, because the type of ship that it is, your tow, you can actually tow a ship this big.
Well, let's just sell that.
The whole fucking thing.
You just won't move very fast. Like, you can't warp with it, but you could slow move your way through space with this big hunk of junk behind you.
Could we just, like, laser cut off some of their best weapons and then
you could do that
jump
too.
That
just
way?
Sell the whole shebang.
Put them in a big tractor net.
Yeah, but if there's about to be scavengers all over this place, we don't want to be slow moving away.
I mean, is the battle still happening?
Yeah. In the distance?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still going.
Then we're fine.
Yeah. All right, let's try that. Maximum impulse.
All right. So you just want to let the autopilot drive, or somebody else want to drive
Z-Man
somewhere?
And
yeah, just take us back to the place where
Z-Man
we got
why?
The...
Yo, Z and Y, y'all want to tag team this pilot, John? I don't know.
You got Zortox, I'll give you advantage.
you don't.
Does the roll I rolled earlier for driving away count?
No.
All right, we'll do another one.
I thought you botched your drive.
Yeah, and then I was going to casually drive away with a different roll.
Oh, okay.
But this time I only got a 18.
Okay. So, yeah, so you...
Instead of another natural
20. You know where to position the ship, where it would be most effective to try and tow something of this size. So you position the ship, no big deal. You engage the tractor beam.
Wow, wow.
And
wow,
then
wow,
your
wow,
ship starts
wow.
to move as fast as it can with, you know, at impulse, which isn't super, super fast because it's not
where's
a fast
the,
ship.
We're Space Tug.
Hey,
yeah.
Yakish, where?
Yes-ish?
Well, can you bring up the star charts and find us the closest spaceport so we can sell this hunk of money?
Why you guys are doing that? The guy's like,
are we gonna talk about me in the crate?
Shut up right now!
Are you guys
actually taking me to their planet?
Hey,
no, idiot! I just saved your life.
I appreciate it,
but you have to stay in the crate for now. We haven't decided to deal with you yet.
I'm not a banshee, though.
Yes, but we're probably gonna sell you.
What?
Yeah, but are you a trucker?
Wait a second. How do we hear him? We're on the bridge, and that's down in cargo containers.
Yeah,
it's not a big ship.
Did you mutate yourself an arm?
Close the door.
Shh.
All right.
But his voice is very comforting.
You can record it and listen to it later on the
like
podcast.
Like a cephalia podcast?
Yeah.
Cephalopod. God damn it. God damn it. You son of a bitch.
There isn't a...
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Hey, I got the 18 on the dice to find the spaceports.
Sure. So you have a few options. There is a shady black market garage of sorts that's hidden in an asteroid field that's not too far away.
It's chop shop, yeah.
But
we're gonna pimp your ships.
They have you guys have had mixed results using them before.
Don't be space.
Sometimes they have some violent customers there at the same time that you guys don't always get along with, but
black market,
you know,
cartels.
It is what it is. There's
not
also
the most stable.
Three planets that are nearby that might take it. Putis, Hetis, and Skelina.
Well, what are those places?
Putis is a jungle planet with snake people. Hetis is the
terrible.
Helios planet, so that'd be probably a bad idea because it'd be probably pretty hot. And then
it'll be fine.
We don't have to go to the planet. We're just selling the ship.
And then Skelina 5 is it's the Shoop de Whoops.
The what?
The Shoop de Whoops.
Yeah, don't you say that
cool,
like,
you
no.
keep saying that. I open up my Pokedex.
The Plata people?
It might be.
You don't even know.
How do you,
you
not even know the
up.
Races you created?
I made them a long time
Did Tal Shi make an artist rendition of this yet?
She's almost done putting them in alphabetical
order. It's the
Shoop
de Whoops, like, we should know what it means. He don't even know what it means.
You're the Shoop de Whoops.
Yep.
Idiots.
Oh, yeah, like that old meme. Where the thing charges its lasers. That's right.
No, it's just...
Shoop-de-whoops are the platypus people. We're going.
Eyes and mouth.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, the Shoop-de-whoops are the platypus people.
3.5 feet tall.
What are these cultures like?
They have the ability to spit poisonous milk in a 15-foot
I don't care
cone.
About that.
They have a forest home world.
We can have spit and contest.
That planet is a hot, gaseous planet with a... toxic gases.
I don't care.
Is it because
nope, sorry, looking at the wrong
the
one.
Forest homeworld with many rivers, streams, and bodies of water with a low forest canopy?
There we go. There's the right page.
So do any of these planets have space stations with spaceports?
Those two probably. The
we call them?
And they, yeah, you can put out a call.
Who wants to call who?
But you, if you want to encrypt your message, you're going to have to roll for that. Because it'll just put it out there to the ether.
No Slagogians.
Slagogians don't really come to that part of the galaxy because of all the
not
wars.
Slavery.
Yeah, because of all the war that's going on.
I roll for encryption every time I make a phone call, too.
Sure.
In real life.
Yeah, I figured.
Where do we think we're going to get the most money out of this?
Space station.
Yeah, probably the junkyard, the black market junkyard. Would probably get you the most money.
We could probably
it's high risk, high reward sort of.
Probably
thing.
Get some bounties, maybe. We could.
Every bounty I've ever seen has been so high leveled we can't even go after it.
Well, I mean,
what's
one
the
day.
Point of going out? Hey man, I know that you've got 18 arms with 24 guns, but I'm going to take you in because I found you, and they'll be like, nope, boom, you're dead. Look, I shot you 28 times with 24 guns before you could even say your names.
What are we waiting for?
It's just something about the universe that I can't stand it. why introduce a bounty if I can't even get a little Italians down?
Okay, yeah, a little bit sorry, yuckish. You have Italian? Did you eat garlic today?
My mommy.
He's an octopus.
An octopus. My mommy.
He's a calamarian.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Isn't it? I say we go to the space station.
No, let's go to space station. We could find a bar and mix it up with the local flavor.
It's not even a space station. It's literally like a
garage in the sky.
A garage built into the side of an asteroid.
Do they have?
They
a
have
bar?
A band.
I'm sure they do have booze there.
So they have a bar.
Yeah.
So it's a.
They
it's
have
an
a bar.
Installation, not a station.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. So you guys make your way in that general direction. So it's going to take you
a couple days.
Not too far. No, it'll probably take you a few, about 8 hours, I would say.
That's real close.
Yeah. It's like hop, skip, and a jump.
The war that you were, the war that you guys were just around is not very far away from that asteroid field. It's right in the same vicinity.
Whatever.
It's like not even in a light.
Which is why they
away.
Built that there, because there's a lot of junk that can pass through.
They built it
for the war.
Prepared.
Well, they heard the war was about
to
break out.
No, it's not a battle. This is the war.
Yeah, it's near.
He keeps saying the war when it should be the battle.
Okay, but I mean, there's two warring territories that are right there.
Okay, but like that doesn't mean
right near the front.
What you described earlier was a battle.
Yeah.
So,
battlefront.
So it's built near a war zone.
Battle zone.
Battletoads. We're going there. We're going to the garage.
So,
garage.
Space Nappa.
You don't interact with any sort of, like, nothing really falls upon your ship or anything like that. But, so when you get to the asteroid field, you, being here a few times, know the ins and outs enough to be able to pull this huge piece of ship through the asteroids with without, you know, any major damage.
Damn,
and,
pretty good.
And then you pull up to the junkyard, or the garage. There are numerous ships parked in the garage, as well as floating around the garage. You recognize a lot of these ships as being pretty much pirate ships. You also recognize some of these ships as being salvage ships, similar to yours. Some are a little nicer than other ones are. Just depends.
All right, MC Washington, you want to...
But you do notice that your chief competition, Salvager... is parked at...
Who's that?
Salvager.
Salvager.
Salvatore.
I hate Salvatore Vager.
He has a much larger ship than what you guys have, with a...
Master Vager.
Larger crew. He has a nasty tendency to steal things right out from under you, or just literally steal them from you. Like, just pulls up, takes them.
I hate him.
Yeah. He's cost you a lot of money over the years, but there's not really been a whole lot you guys could do about it at the time.
Fucking
till now.
Salvatore Vager's here, guys.
Let's put the banshee on the ship and then have them haunt them over the line.
I'm not a banshee.
How do you seal all the bulkheads?
We should have towed the ship with the banshee.
And the space dogs.
Hellhounds.
Hellhounds, that's right. I forgot what they was called. You have to teach me the ways.
Don't worry, I have a very heavy book here that has a lot of spiritual guidance for you.
They're called the Karens. That's what they were called.
The Space Karens?
Yeah, the Space... K4R3Ns.
Oh, the robots?
Yeah. No, the Xenomorphs.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyways.
The mutants.
Well, we're already at the station, so he can't feel this.
So...
That's what we said last time.
All right, so MC Washington, back to what I was going to go for. Maybe, do you want to give a call to our contact here who goes by the name of...
So the main contact here is a Slagogian.
Oh, what's his name?
His name?
What is their designation?
Her name is Marge.
Marge.
Ranch Daddy calling Marge. Ranch Daddy calling Marge. Come in.
It's Ranch Daddy. This is Marge.
Hey, Marge. I got a
sweet cookie egg out here. I missed it.
Well, she's Marge in charge.
You know I am, and I don't know if you're looking out the port side viewport, but we got a big old haul in here today.
Wait, are you bringing a giant American ship?
Oh, yeah, we is.
Holy shit.
Maybe we get a big reward out of this one. Can you tell me where's that guy's that I hate, whose name I remember so good?
Salvatore Vager.
Where Salvatore is right now? Because if he tries to take this from me, there's going to be blood.
Well, now, my sweet, sweet little American, you know full well I don't like it when you guys fight in my junk at my garage, but he's currently unloading his... I'm not even 100% sure what he brought this time, but he's unloading at the moment, so he's probably a little distracted.
Well, you can see that I'm bringing this right now.
I can see it all right. So, do you want us to start sending salvage ships to you?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that. I'm sending you all the necessary paperwork as well. You should be receiving it on your comm anytime soon.
You know I don't do paperwork.
Someone turn on the fax machine.
I was going to say, it's one of those old printers
with the reams
on the side.
Yep.
our matter creator thing, it doesn't do text.
Okay.
All right, we'll work on that paperwork.
We like to have the actual physical copies because nothing gets lost on this ship. They're organized.
Sure.
It's a corner of the cargo bay that's just filing cabinets.
That's Verde's baby right there. He sure does love protocol.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep those new torpedoes we got trained on Salvatore's ship.
In the cargo bay?
I was going to say.
I'll load them up into the tubes, baby.
What? No, so you're... So the torpedo tube that you have is more of a... And it just sort of like lets it out. You don't really shoot it.
It's a stealth torpedo. It's because they can't see a sergeant.
Stealth slow. It's coming.
All right, well...
In a straight line.
I'm just going to aim it towards them and get ready to push it if I have to.
Sure. Yeah. You've got your ship pointed in there. General direction.
We got what? Lasers is what I remember. Four lasers.
You have two lasers up front, and then you have two turrets that can pop out and also shoot. So
yeah, we'll just get ready with those.
But your ship is a lot smaller than his, so he probably has a little bit better armor.
Sure, but he's docked, so we can just shoot him right in the engines, and then he's dead in the water.
Sure.
Because he can't have his shields on because he's docked.
True.
Right?
That is true.
Yeah. All right.
Although you also know that Marge does not like it. When people fight at the garage, so
well we ain't gonna fight.
It'd be a bad
as long
idea
as they don't try
ship.
To steal my ship.
Sure. So if you do anything seedy, you just have to make sure nobody saw it.
So can we get paid for this ship now?
You say we should make sure all the paperwork's filled out and money's been transferred before we let anything go.
Mm-hmm.
That exactly. way, if Vag tries to take it, he'll be stealing from.
Marge, which is a death sentence.
So Marge has already sent ships over to start to, like, cut up the ship and take away the parts.
Mm-hmm. And we're filling out the paperwork.
But, yeah, you sent over the
roll
paperwork.
To fill out all the paperwork.
And the paperwork has, like, an itemized, like, it wants you to list out all the things that are part of the ship so they don't miss anything.
So we do
so
a big scan
for all
of our
the
ship.
Things. Yeah, so you can scan it, and it'll give you, like, a breakdown of what everything is.
Yeah, break it down for me, Ranch Daddy.
Can I use that scan we did before we boarded it, where I critical 20'd it, and just use that information,
send
it over?
Yeah, so you filled it out. It takes a little while, because there's a fuck ton of stuff on this ship.
Fuck yeah, yours.
And you see that the amount of money that you should get for one of these ships is about 10 million space credits.
I love space credits.
Which
holy
is
shit.
A fuck ton for you guys.
But yeah. we're in the space equivalent of like some third world country where 10 million space credits is like, oh boy, a sandwich.
It's Iraqi dinars.
No, 10 million is still good for space. Yeah. Like the job you were just doing so you could pay for fuel was like 5 or 10,000. So, I mean.
Oh, well. Let's jettison those then. Crystals. We don't fucking need them.
No, oh, hey.
So 10,000 credits is 10,000 credits. You're right, brother.
So you could also try and sell the crystals to Marge if you wanted to. It probably wouldn't get you quite as much.
Nah, I think we have a contract. We're going to honor it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get a notification on your panel.
Is it Facebook?
Someone's trying to contact you.
Audio only.
Boop. No downloads.
Sure. Sure.
Oh, well, if it isn't my greatest friends in the universe.
Who's this?
This is Salvatore Salvager.
Salvager.
Oh, I almost
Salvatore Salvager. Yeah,
it was hard to tell. You have such a bland way of speaking.
My accent is rich and hearty.
It's really not. It's very watery.
Like a pasta
someone
sauce.
Forgets the bisto in the gravy.
I remember you said that, Jordan.
Yeah. I have a very full, manly voice that people instantly recognize.
Yeah, do thousands.
Oh,
it's very true.
Is that that yokish? Did you see any banshees lately?
Just your fucking wife!
Well, we actually caught a banshee, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, did you?
Yep.
Oh, I would love to see the banshee that you caught this time.
Hold on, let me pull up a picture and I show him his wife, Josephine.
It's audio only.
Send it over.
Are you holding your phone up to the screen that I can't see again? Good job there. Someone teach the octopus how video screens work.
So what do you want this time?
I'm just saying hello.
Perception around the ship.
Yeah.
Sure.
An 18.
Oh, that'll do it.
You notice that there are a couple other ships that are not Marge's that are there all of a sudden that are also performing salvage. They look very similar to Marge's ships, but they are not Marge's ships.
I'm going to open fire on your ship, Salvatore's.
I hail Marge.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I hail Marge and just tell her that Salvatore's stealing from her right now and show her the video.
So she comes off the comms, and then after a few minutes, she comes back out. She goes,
he said that it's not his.
You trust him?
Well, I mean, I don't have any way to prove it.
And then you see, like, laser fire come up from Sal's ship that blows up those ships. He's just like,
if they were my ships, would I blow them up? Of course not.
I think you would because you're a sociopath.
Yeah, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm good.
What are you over there sketching falcons again?
Hey, you don't judge my pastime. Sorry, my pastime.
I don't know how you can do falconeering in space. Birds can't even fly.
He just opens up the airlock and throws him into space.
No, they got a little bubble helmet on him.
That is a shield, so he can't see. It's dying.
It freezes to death.
That's the new space game. How far can your falcon go before it dies? And I am grand champion of falcon freeze death.
The only guy that plays.
Falcon chucking.
Falcon freeze death is a good sport.
Falcon it's almost almost as boring as Space Frolf.
At least it's not Stump.
Excuse me, brother. The national pastime of Merca.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You get drunk and you hit nails into wood. What is stupid about that? And you might get hit in the head with a hammer.
Yeah, there's no falcons in it. It's stupid.
You seem like you are only interested in one kind of thing.
Hey, Z-Man. Do you want to punch in the coordinates for our other mission and let's go?
Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
That's all right. We got paid.
Yeah.
Okay.
The credits have been transferred to your account, anyways.
All right. Let's. Okay. Is there like
how many credits?
Kind of like
10 million.
Okay. Just making sure.
So we have 10 million
and
one credits.
Sure. What's the one for?
It was our first credit from a job, and we always keep it. It's up on the wall.
It's in a plaque. Okay.
We gilded it.
Sure.
All right.
I replaced it a long time ago with big credits. Spent it on fried chicken.
Let's leave this limp noodle behind.
Okay. You're pretty sure he's a Postonian, by the way. Just in case.
No, oh, really?
Yeah, no.
We're going to boil him.
The blatant racism.
Yeah.
That he displays.
Yeah. Well, that's how they all talk.
Well, Postonians are one of the few more bigoted races.
You're not totally wrong.
Americans and even humans, like, oh, man.
To be fair, the radiation really cooked their brains. So
they're noodles.
They're noodles.
Scrambled their eggs.
Yeah.
Really whipped up their marinara.
Mm-hmm. They only have one female for the entire species, I mean.
Really great at the Parmesan.
And that's Mother Mary.
The snoo, but yeah, Mother Mary works too.
Egged up their carbonara.
Yeah. So you guys are just heading out. So are you going to go to the meeting point where you're supposed to drop off these crystals?
Yeah, let's drop these crystals off.
That's okay. It.
Are there windows on the back of our...
Where would you like them to be windows?
There are a few ports.
Like, windows on the back of the ship or anything like that?
I mean, the very back, no, because that's okay. Where the engines are. But probably on the sides like and camera? The tops, yeah. Why?
Yeah, never mind.
The camera's everywhere.
Well, while we're flying around, maybe you can tell me more about these space ghosts.
Coast to coast.
Wait, they're everywhere. Space coast?
There's never been to
the difference space between beach? Space beach
hey,
and space ocean.
We're still in this box.
We forgot the Salems.
I guess we could talk to him.
Mm-hmm. I put another heavy book on top.
Oh, come on.
If you can
Somebody
breathe in space,
hands.
You don't need to eat. All right.
I didn't say anything about eating. I want to
That's
get out
good,
because
we don't have any monies, and we don't have any foods for you.
Hey, can you get me another sandwich?
Yes, here's right. A good
You
sandwich.
Just said you didn't have food.
Well, you said you weren't hungry.
Pass me the ranch dip.
I just want to get out of the box.
It comes in a pitcher.
Wait, what's in the box?
Sandwich me. Comes in a pitcher?
I'm in the box.
Yeah, everything is served in pitchers on this
Welcome
show.
Welcome to
Quit changing
space.
The subject. Quit changing the subject. I'm in the box.
What do you give us?
Yeah, you're in the box, and I'm the captain.
I can't give you anything. I'm in a box.
And they're the crew.
And I'm naked.
And you're a banshee in a box.
First off, it's a crate. Don't be rude. It's not a box. It's a crate.
What's the definition of a crate?
Well, somebody, the box is just a thing that is cubical, and you can put things in it, and the crate has handles.
I've seen boxes with handles.
Those are crates.
That's called a suitcase.
Wait, suitcases are just boxes, too.
I closed the bulkhead.
Suit crate.
Okay.
Should we push him out into space?
No.
No, I want to sell him.
Should we squish him into the wall so we can't hear him anymore?
No, because then he'll be part of the whole balls.
Yeah, wait, then it'll be a Snowpiercer situation.
I don't know what that means.
Me either.
He's never seen Snowpiercer.
Wait, guys, I have an idea. I have an idea before we blast off here.
Yeah. MC Washington hit us with the beat.
All right, so we send him over to Salvatore's ship.
And then we shoot him over to Salvatore's
ship? No, we sell him to Salvatore, tell him he's a wanted man, and then we contact the SS Rushmore 6969 and tell him that he's escaped and is aboard this ship. And that would get Salvatore all shot up. And
I don't think that's going to work.
We'll the only way to find out, and then we don't have to talk to that idiot in the box no more.
Well, I mean, I kind of like having him in the box in the cargo hold. We could just keep him. Just keep him.
Well, that's the thing, because...
It seems like it's cruel and unusual.
Yeah, well, I mean...
We're entrepreneurs.
Do you want to talk to Perkins, or do you want Perkins to constantly talk to Box? I'm sorry, Cradesman.
Hey, somebody call my name?
Yes, this guy in the Crades wants to talk to you.
Oh, so you want to join the orgy? Trying to get that back up?
No.
I got a petition going. Man,
I got to talk to Perkins. John Crick.
Wait, I'm sorry. You have two signatures?
For the orgy so far.
Yeah.
Who signed?
You and who else?
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Yakish, you know no more orgies.
Yes, but sometimes it feels good to put them at... testicles.
Your suction cups.
I do know. You know what? You can have your own orgy, but Perkins, no.
I'm not allowed.
Why can't I be part of the orgy?
No orgies.
Because you're fat, Perkins.
I'm not fat.
You got chubby cheeks.
Just my head. Well, my
your
head
baby
is fat.
Face.
It is fat, yeah.
Now talk to Kratman.
Go wash the crate monster.
Wash it?
Yeah.
Take it for a walk.
Yeah, take it for a spacewalk.
He stinks.
On a leash.
Well, I'm supposed to wash it now?
Well, yeah, if you put the leash around the crate handles, you can just drag him around. And then you got to wait until he does his business, and then you put on your... No, you should use your bare hands to pick it up and then put it in the disposals.
cup it like you would a baby bird.
A baby falcon.
Are we talking about the thing in the crate or poop?
Yes.
It probably produces waste. We don't know.
We don't know.
So confused as to what you want me to do. I'm an engineer.
I just want you to spray it with water.
Scrub it down.
Just get the hose out.
Okay.
Give him a nice scrub-a-dub-dub.
You haven't used the hose since the orgies, so I'm sure you miss it.
Oh, he never used the hose in the first place.
Trying to conserve water to clean up the mess afterwards.
After what?
After the orgy.
There is no orgy.
There are no orgies.
Not anymore.
You're goddamn right.
But soon to be.
Water bill was too high.
Petitions at two. All we need is one more.
We were spending too much money on lubricant.
Four
and dental dams.
Almost a majority.
Then we can unionize.
I don't know why we got so many eight-limbed costumes for nurses and cheerleaders and stuff. Oh, wait. No, now that I think about it, I think I know why. Yeah. There it is.
He likes to roleplay.
Man, I don't like the sham people.
It's the only way we could get them to join the orgy. If we just let them dress up.
He just likes cosplay and sex.
Cockplay.
Yep.
All right, so Perkins,
I'm gonna go wash it down.
Wash the crate, man.
Gary Krabs.
And we'll set a course to our crystal drop-off.
Shit.
Yep.
The crystal drop-off point is literally in the middle of nowhere.
Well, let's go.
Okay.
Going to Nebraska.
All right. So you punch in the coordinates.
Going to North Dakota.
Who's driving?
We are.
Yeah, they are.
Okay,
Rock-tipus.
Roll me a piloting check.
They have. It's like the bucket seat version of a console.
The Dex?
Yes.
Yep.
22.
Okay. So yeah, so you punch in the coordinates and you hit the hyperdrive and it's like very slowly revs up just.
Hey, so like, who wants to watch a movie while we go?
And it takes off. So.
I've never seen
Clear and Pleasant Stranger.
Clear and Pleasant Stranger.
Oh, I don't think I've heard of that one.
It's a love story between two Finnish people.
Well, they're both very nice.
Between a Finnish man and a Cloroxian.
Yeah. And they're just very, very nice.
So you are now towards...
And very upfront about what they want from each other. Very clear about it.
Yeah. So you are actually near another asteroid field. But on the other side of the asteroid field, you notice some sort of cosmic disturbance. It almost looks like the Aurora Borealis from Earth.
In space.
But you know full well if anything gets near that thing, it just gets ripped apart. So it's like a space anomaly that no one has figured out.
Wait, do you think that's a banshee tail?
No, that's probably...
the falcon feather.
Not the banshees.
Werewolves.
Whole bunch of werewolves.
Space werewolves.
If I had to take a guess and just looking at it without scanning, it's probably the remnants of the space goblins. You know, the little guys with the big ears that they terrorize towns all over. They come out of the mines and they knock on your walls and then you look out, there's not there. But then they get inside somehow and they terrorize your dogs.
Because they rip off your wings, right?
I think that's probably right. Just without scanning it, I don't know.
That's a pretty
closer.
Good visual scan there, yuckish.
Yucks. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yucks it is.
Yucks it is.
Yucks on you.
All right. So
yucks are on you.
Do a scan for me, whoever.
I've got it.
Everybody got scan.
Yep, definitely goblins.
Goblins.
Intelligence?
Perception.
Perception notes. His 17 would be my 16.
Okay. So you do a quick scan of the asteroid field, and you are picking up a couple ships that are there waiting right around the designated spot that you're supposed to meet them. So you're guessing that it's probably
weird.
Your buyer.
Howdy, this is Vance, Daddy.
You try and scan, and your scan just comes back like, it's not that there's nothing there. It just knows that it's there, but can't, like, penetrate whatever they've got going on.
Well, that's suspicious.
Reverse scan jams.
We're being scammed.
Wait, wouldn't a reverse scan jam be a scam?
Scam jams.
Okay.
Scam pajamas.
Unjam our scan.
Let's hail him.
Hail, yeah.
Okay.
Get him, Ranch Daddy.
Hail.
So you...
Hail!
You get a response pretty quickly, and the view screen gets a little bubble, like the little boop, 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 to let you know that they want to chat.
Video only.
Sure. There's a person there, and they have like a, looks like a beret with a symbol on it. Joran, do a history check.
No.
Okay. It's just got letters. You're
someone else do a history check. Someone think about the past.
I thought about it with a 14.
It's a coalition of planets emblem on the beret.
Is that a real coalition of planets beret?
I've never heard of that.
Well, he's just like motioning towards you and like talking, but you can't.
We can hear
audio.
No, we did audio.
No,
video.
It's video only.
Only.
So he's just
turned the
I thought
audio
that
on.
We only shot our video over there.
So not only accepting video.
Yeah. No, yeah. All they right, can hear you.
All right, unmute him.
They're like,
oh, can you guys hear me? I feel like I'm just talking to nothing.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Oh, yep. Now we can
I
hear
turn
you.
Off the video.
Okay.
Oh, can you see us?
No. No.
I'm going to try it again.
Lost video.
All right, fine. It's video.
Do you guys have our crystals?
Something weird with the jammers.
Can we do a green screen thing so it looks like we're goblins?
We're at the space beach.
Yeah.
Is this like an Earth joke?
The Space Coast.
What? No, we are part of the Coalition of Planets.
What's that?
It used to be around about 6 years ago or so.
You sound like you're trying to sell me your religion.
No.
What do you want with me? Tell me now.
You took our job.
Perkins.
Give us the crystals.
I'm sorry, I'm not the American.
We didn't take nobody's jobs.
No, we gave you the job and you accepted it.
Oh, I thought they were saying, they're like,
the
you took our jobs.
Yeah,
they
the American said that a lot.
Yeah, fucking humans.
We got your crystals, you got our money.
Well, no, you dock with us, and then when we see the crystals, then we give you the money.
Can't we just show them to you on screen?
No, because you could just take them and run.
Well, you think we can outrun you in your ship?
No, but you might, I don't know.
Got well, a why would we try puff.
That? What?
I could eat a Scooty Puff right now.
I'm not sure what a Scooty Puff is.
I don't know what that is either.
It's a kind of ship that we're in.
All right, well, let's dock up and exchange currencies.
No, that's weird.
Okay.
It's what's the brands. I don't get who makes it.
So the main ship, so their ships are medium and smaller size. So it looks like one medium ship and two fighter ships.
You
the
dock
medium
with
ship
us.
Is the one where they dock with you, and they just you hear a dung, dung, dung as they knock on your door.
Who's that?
Who is it?
It's us. Just talk to you. You just gotta let us
look
in.
Through the little viewfinder.
It's the same dude.
Just like a slit in the door.
I got questions for you, and you need to answer them right now.
All right. What are your questions?
Are you banshees?
Nope.
Okay.
We are members of the Coalition of Planets.
You gonna try to sell me some weird religions or try to make me buy some jewelry for $5?
No,
you selling sex lotions or any kind of things like that?
Democrats.
Magazines.
We're selling freedom.
You could tell me
freedom
about
from oppression.
My alkalines.
No.
You're trying to sell me gems?
You're here to tell us what our thetan levels are?
I don't know what that is.
You're trying to sell me like a workout video so I can get real swole?
Well, I mean,
and
we
then
do
there,
have nice
you're
workouts.
You're trying to sell me some kitchenware?
I mean, I'll just give
so
you the workout video.
Better for my invisible girlfriends?
Perkins needs
why
those.
You invisible girlfriends?
You take those.
You what? Wait. Sure, yeah.
And then he has like a little pad, and he just goes beep, boop, boop.
He's like, all right, your workout videos have been uploaded.
Yeah, I got one more question.
Okay.
Can I have your hat?
No.
Good. Close communications.
Well, with your show of good faith, we'll open this door now. Thank you for the workout videos.
Okay.
Maybe Perkins' cheeks will not be so fat in the future.
So the gentleman has a, looks like a military uniform, though it looks like it's a sort of patchworked a little bit. There are a number of armed individuals behind him, but it's not like they have their weapons up and out. They're just armed.
He looks like a homeless veteran.
Like bodyguards. Yeah. Homeless
so
veterans.
A veteran.
Kind of what they look like.
So a veteran.
So yeah. So that's what, and they're like, okay, so the crystals?
In yeah, we crates. Got them.
You got some monies?
Yeah.
They will give you the crystals if you give us some monies.
Okay. So they go beep, boop, boop. And 4,000 crystals go into your account.
Good, but we want money, not crystals.
Digital crystals.
Credits.
Wait, are you paying for crystals with crystals?
4,000.
What is this, a mobile game?
What is this, Candy Crush?
Credits go into your account.
Candy Crush.
I'm pretty sure that we would negotiate for 10,000.
Randy's rash.
Did we negotiate for 10?
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
Okay, yeah, then it's 10,000. I forgot.
That was an easy negotiation.
Wait a minute. You're a little short.
All right, I installed wheels in all the crystal crates.
What are you using these crystals for?
I 3D printed out skateboards and remove the wheels and then put the wheels on the crates.
Sure.
So you got wheelie crystal crates.
While you're wheeling them across, the alarm starts sounding on the other guy's ship. Like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Hey, you got to go take the lasagna out of the oven.
They're like, no, they found us. And they just start wheeling the rest of the crates over as fast as possible and then, like, close up.
Who found us?
You'll see. It's going to be very funny. The Wajis are going to get them.
Oh, it's us.
Oh, we found them
from the future.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so what are you guys doing while this is happening?
Blasting the fuck off.
I was just going to, hey, let's go back to the bridge.
Okay.
And leave. But also, I'm going to scan.
I wanted to scan that guy's hat for the replicator.
Yeah, do that.
It's a little late now.
I was going to try to tell him I needs it. Take good care of it.
And I want some more Zubits.
So, zooming in is a smaller Tenebra ship, at which point the two fighter ships that are accompanying the other one take off and start to fight with the Tenebra, and the medium-sized ship charges up warp and just boom, takes off.
Yeah, they
just left their fighters.
Yep.
Wow.
The
expendable, I guess.
Yeah, the fighter ships get taken out pretty quick, and then it's just you and the Tenebra.
Well, we leave while the fighters are fighting. before
all of that shit happens.
Sure.
We're charging the hyperdrive.
It takes a while.
It takes three turns, from what you said.
It does take three
and
turns,
while combat was happening.
The ships engage.
Sure.
We charged.
Okay.
And jammed.
It took them one turn to kill those two fighters. High or low?
Call it space squid.
Yawkish.
I'll never get these right. Why'd you put it in our knees?
So do what, say, think of the choice you want to say, but then say the one that's right.
I'm going to do my own high low, and then whatever my dad says what I'm going to. It was, I didn't designate what would die with what.
No, it's chaos.
But right. I'm going to say hi.
At that point, we're going to call it. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. His Lord and Majesty Big Jim, He Who Is Steve, The Nuck, Big John, Chronic Skinner, Shanda Panda, B-Mail, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., and Sparkle Brony 69. You want to support the show? You can do so over at patreon.com/botchpodcast, like our newest patron, Nobody.
Love it.
If you have the time, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, like our newest 5-starer.
5 stars from Goza _ Music. Hey, we know these guys. 8, 12, 20, 20. Phone turned off. Oh, God.
Have you never used a phone? Like, when it starts to dim, you hit
Magnificent!
That's it. Okay.
These guys do such a top-notch job. Consistently hilarious original content. Easy to listen to. Appeals to a wide audience demographic. I think that's true. I listen to episodes on my way into work, and they always put a smile on my face. Keep it up, gents.
We salute you, He Who Is, Steve. You are this episode's
commander.
We salute you, B-Mail. You are this episode's
bitch commander.
Thank you to Goza for that iTunes, the music. More of them over at Goza_music. And as always,
don't let anyone out of a crate ever.
See you next week, nerds.
Banshee.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
So basically, your character is just going to be less and less intelligible every episode that it's on. Eventually, it's just
going to be... I don't know what you're talking about.
I can understand that valuable translation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Nailed it.
Yep, you got it.